News Radio WJPF. My friend, DeCoin Mayor Guy Alonji's on the other end of the line. Guy, how you been, man?
Doing great, buddy. Ready for the holidays.
Are you? Good. I'm ready. You got the holiday cheer.
We do. We had our Christmas tree lighting last night and the blessing and the nativity scene, and now we're looking forward to the holiday lights for at the fairgrounds.
Yeah. I did notice they had the D.C., the kind of showing off the holiday lights and everything like that, and I kept looking for a nativity scene, and then I realized they were in Washington, D.C., and there was no way they're going to find three wise men nor a virgin. So I don't expect a nativity scene there, but you can do that in DeCoin. You know, the 20th anniversary Holiday Lights Fair, it's interesting because it's Holiday Lights Fair, but I really see this as two categories. One, you can see tonight, but another, you really can't get all the fun until Friday.
Yeah, you know, we opened it up on Thanksgiving night. You can drive through the week, and then on weekends we've got the expo hall that's opened up, and it goes from 5:30 to 9:30 on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. We've got live entertainment, and we got Santa Claus, and we got vendors, and we got some new attractions, and the entertainment's great this year.
All right, so family vehicle, load them up, $10. You've also loaded up for commercial carriers and tour buses, $1 per person. And then, of course, this drive. I mean, how do you describe the lights drive and how long it is? Is there a way to qualify that, Guy?
Well, I would say that the lights, the driving is probably about 2.5 miles. And then, you know, after they get done going through the lights, we want them to come over at the Expo Hall on the weekends and enjoy all the entertainment and fun that's over there. We've got about 8 or 10 ladies that really work hard for DuCoin Tourism, and they do a great job. We've got several paid employees that help put up the lights that start out about the 1st of October. So it's a labor of love, and it takes about 2 months to get this thing ready.
I've noticed that. I think you and some others posting photographs on social media and watching them set up. Speaking of, Mayor Longy sent me a series of photos of their race and race car displays. Is that new this year? Because I had been told yesterday when I was doing a little work on this interview that there'd been a real attempt to add some new components. So if you say, well, we saw it last year, that's not really giving this location a fair break, because there's been a lot of attempts to improve, change, bring new things in, make it bigger.
Well, the Expo Hall this year has a completely new look. What we wanted to do, we wanted to bring a little bit of tradition back to the fair, or to the Lights Fair, and the city of DuCoin this year came up with the idea of doing the slot cars that it mimics the DuCoin State Fair and the tradition there. That's a completely new attraction. The Lionel Trains has got a completely new design and layout this year. Just the inside will completely have a completely different feel to it. So when you walk in, it will be completely different than what you've seen in years past.
All right. Now, I've got a friend of mine who's working up there and takes the money, and I think it's fair to mention, because I'm one of those people, I basically don't carry cash anymore. This is a cash only when it comes to the gate.
It is, yes, yes. We do not accept any credit cards or debit cards. It's strictly cash.
All right. Now, so there's the exhibition hall, because as I say, you can go up there any night and enjoy the holiday lights, which is great, right? I mean, it's easy to find. Right. The DuCoin State Fairgrounds, Highway 51, you pull in the front gate and off you go, and you're in the holiday land, right? But the exhibition hall is open this weekend, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, the weekend of the 13th, 14th, 15th, and the weekend of the 20th, 21st, and 22nd. Now, that's the exhibition hall. And I'm a little confused, Guy. Is there one price to go in the exhibition hall and one go into the lodge? Or is one is free? How does that work?
No, as soon as you pay the front gate, you got access to the expo hall. There's no additional charge.
Okay. Now, you know, another item when I was looking down the list of the Holiday Lights Fair is you have a lot of bands that are going to be playing each weekend.
Well, this weekend we've got the Southern Oil Band concert that's going to be performing on Friday night. Saturday we got the DuCoin High School Band, and then also the Little Egypt Barbershop Quartet. And then on Sunday, we've got Latina LaForge. And then, of course, next weekend, we've got a completely different lineup of entertainment. So we'll post all that on social media. That way everybody knows what the entertainment is.
Right, and there is. There's a pretty long list. Speaking of long lists, you really have a long list of people that step up financially to help you do that. When I looked at the list of your sponsors and contributors, long as my arm.
Well, we have 27 different people that stepped forward this year, businesses and organizations and individuals. And this year they've contributed almost $6,000 to the Holiday Lights Fair. That's huge because, you know, we have rental for the fairgrounds and so forth and so on, but we keep trying to change the displays around and add new things each year. So these sponsors are our backbone to the Holiday Lights Fair.
And pretty elaborate stuff, I noticed, in the pictures.
These displays are not cheap. Tourism spent, as soon as you go in the gate this year, you're going to see four different reindeers flying across the entrance of the Duke Point State Fair. That alone was over $5,000. So these light displays are not cheap.
I just want to check, academically speaking, we're not going to charge for parking because now that we're going to start taxing parking, I thought I'd ask.
No 6 or 9% tax in Duke Point.
Can I ask
on
you?
Parking.
Can I ask
on
you?
Parking.
Yeah, I'm parking. Can I ask you a question about that real quick? You know, and things change, and sometimes they get out of hand, and my frame of reference gets outdated. For many years, when you looked at towns' budgets, you saw the amount of money that came in for budgets when it came to parking. A quarter at a time. I can remember a man who was in the jukebox business by the name of Buddy Buddy. I don't know if you remember that name.
I remember that name.
And Buddy Buddy and I were sitting at an area location having a nice long discussion. I said, Buddy Buddy, why when it comes to jukeboxes and machines? He says, because the government doesn't count quarters. But you know
That's
what?
True.
Cities do when it comes to parking. And I was wondering, would this affect your budget, this proposed parking tax that's going in January 1st? Not proposed. It's
no. No. In fact, I don't know if there's any place in Duke Point that actually charges for parking. Our municipal parking downtown is completely free.
Yeah. Well, that's good news. Yeah. I think there are some other towns that may be still lingering on to holding, but that used to be, for some communities, a pretty important source of income. More and more thinking, well, if you're going in the store to buy things, which are taxed, why should we tax you for the parking to be able to go into the store to pay your taxes? So,
yeah, you know, throughout Southern Illinois, there's not very many parking meters around. I know Carbondale's got some. I think Marion's got some. But,
yeah.
You know, some of your little small towns don't have them any longer.
Yeah, going out of style, and, of course, it costs to be able to collect the money and keep them operating as well. You know, when I looked at this Holiday Lights Fair at the DuQuoin State Fairgrounds, we talked about toys, toy trains, toy cars. You've got Santa. You've got food. There are craft vendors. There are door prizes. There are a lot of decorations. Santa's there, too.
Yeah, Santa's there, too. And this year, every child that visits Santa will walk away with a popcorn ball. The city of DuQuoin has purchased 1,400 popcorn balls to give out to the kids. So every child that visits Santa will receive a popcorn ball. So everybody gets a treat.
Well, if there's 1,400 balls, which I assume there's a reason why that number was come up to, how many people come through the gates for this event?
Well, we think that a good number for DuQuoin would probably be around 15,000 to 18,000 people that visit the Holiday Lights Fair every year. Now, that's, you know, that's including the weekends, but and the weekends are huge. That, you know, that's when most of the people come because the kids enjoy the expo hall and all the exhibition that goes on there and all the vendors. But we figure between 15,000 and 18,000 people visit DuQuoin. And our restaurants and our businesses and gas stations are full through the holidays. So it's actually a good sales tax generator for us.
Yeah,
and tourism does a great job with it.
And that is because that's a pretty impressive number all the way around. I mean, when you think about that, now granted, it's over a longer period of time than maybe some other events. I mean, we're talking about three weekends in the exhibition hall, and I guess the lighted trail with almost 3 miles of lighted displays started, was it Friday night?
It starts Friday night. So, you know, we're wanting everybody to come to DuQuoin, and we want people to visit our downtown area. We think that we're the hallmark card of Southern Illinois, and we love Christmas here in DuQuoin.
By the way, DuQuoin, you have your own tourism website too, don't you?
Yes, we do. Yeah. Tourism is actually a 501c3 not-for-profit, and it actually works independently from the city of DuQuoin. We got a great partnership with DuQuoin Tourism.
And you know what I noticed about the website was how well it was done and how complete it was, and especially when it comes to this Holiday Lights event, that how much detail and work had been put into this to prep. and speaking with people who work at the event, because is there a train ride or something like that in particular? Somebody mentioned that to me.
There is, and there's an all-new Kids Corner this year, and the train ride will be right next to it. Mathis family years ago contributed money to this train, and the adults and the kids can ride, and it's really a good attraction for the kids.